I am so grateful to be part of a community that likes to do something about a problem, not just talk about it. And 16 years ago, that first step toward helping homeless people get connected with the services available here was taken by Jody Stewart and some cohorts in the service area here on the peninsula. It was called Project Homeless Connect. 16 years later, another Project Homeless Connect is coming, Jody. And tell folks how this has grown and what the idea was to begin with.
So initially the idea was we needed to get folks together, agencies together, to provide services for individuals that were struggling in a one-stop location scenario. And so that's kind of where we came up with the idea, and we grew that from an idea that came out of California and was brought to Alaska through other partners that we all know, and we were like, we're going to do this. And so now 16 years later, we're continuing to do it with another Project Homeless Connect coming up. Which is, again, is a one-stop shop for individuals having difficulty with housing issues, difficulty really with any aspect of their life, anything that might make them vulnerable and need services, to have a one-stop shop place on January 28th.
And the thing that I really notice when I go, and I've been to most of them, is that it's not just networking and letting these people know the services that are available, but there they are. They're getting their hair washed. They're getting haircuts. The dogs are getting treats. They're getting a nice meal because people volunteer from restaurants to come and feed people. And it's a joyful time. It's not, oh, poor you. It's this community has this available, and we are happy to have you come in.
Absolutely, because we all know that we're all one step away from homelessness ourselves. It's one medical issue that we have bills that we can't pay, that suddenly we can't cover rent, or it might be a spouse that loses a job, or suddenly you're finding yourself in a divorced situation. There are so many reasons why suddenly housing is unstable, and so Project Homeless Connect recognizes that, and we provide a number of services. So that's everything from employment and connecting with things like the DMV like we did last year, or whether it's things like the haircuts, personal hygiene. It's one of those things that is a luxury. And so we view this as an important aspect of the human condition, and we want people to feel special. We want them to have their needs taken care of beyond just the food and the house.
Now, this idea was not only a good and a very successful idea, but it's grown, Jody. This year, you're going to have it almost peninsula-wide in different locations. Let's let people know, because sometimes you may be down in Homer, and to travel all the way up here was kind of difficult. But now you've got them everywhere.
Absolutely. So this year, we will be, again, having it in Homer at the Spark and then in Anchor Point at the VFW. So it's going to be on January 28th. That's Tuesday at the end of the month. We'll be having it at the Soldotna Sports Center again. And so all three of those locations will be going on at the exact same time. So we'll be running it from about 9 until 4. Whether you're in Homer, please reach out to folks over at the Spark. It's right there in town. If you're in the Anchor Point area, so anywhere within that, you know, 30-50 mile radius, feel free to go over to the VFW for services. They too will have things like hot food. They'll have backpacks with basic needs and hygiene kits and things for folks, and a lot of resources.
Okay, and speaking of transportation, are there ways that people can get a lift to those locations?
So for us here locally, we have a partnership between Alaska Cab and Central Area Rural Transit System, also commonly known as CARTS, and they're going to be providing free transportation to the event. So for Soldotna and Kenai, folks are being asked to call Alaska Cab at 907-262-1555. And then if they're outside of town, meaning if they're in Nikiski, Sterling, all the way out to Kisilov, call CARTS, and you can do it same day. You don't have to do the reservation ahead of time. So you can call on January 28th, and that number is 907-262-8900.
The other thing very impressive about the event itself are the amount of volunteers that show up to help these people. They may not have a business or be affiliated with an agency, but they turn out to, whether it's serving food or just helping somebody groom their dog.
Absolutely. Our volunteer network for this event has grown every single year. There have been times where we say, you know, we'd love to put you to work, but we just don't have a job for you. And that's a really great problem to have. The volunteers that make this event happen. If it wasn't for them, we would have no Project Homeless Connect. And so I really would say our community really comes together in January for folks, whether that is our local churches where they're putting together comfort care kits, or all the other various people that donate so many good and great things. We have food donations, and this stuff goes on for months leading up to the event.
And if someone out there, is there still time to yet volunteer?
So you can certainly reach out to the Kenai Peninsula Housing Coalition. You can call them at 907-420-4514 and see if we can plug you in.
Okay, great. And let's one final time run through those three locations.
So here for the Soldotna Kenai Central area, that will be including all Nikiski, Sterling, all those outlying areas of the Central Peninsula, Soldotna Sports Center on January 28th from 9 to 4. Same time, same date at Homer Spark and the Anchor Point VFW.
Jody, this is a lot of work, and as I say, I'm grateful to live in a community that has people like you and all of these volunteers who will step up to do something about the problem and not just talk about it.
Action always speaks louder than words, and again, I think the folks that we help every single year recognize that we are doing this because we want to see our neighbors thrive, and we really want to make sure that our community is one that everyone wants to, so that they're proud to be a part of.
Proud of that. Jody Stewart is with the Project Homeless Connect. She's been there since the beginning. I'm Merrill Sikorski, returning you to that Put It On Your Calendar sound of KSRM.